Tonight, a new play opens on Broadway about Martin Luther King Jr.'s last night on Earth. It's called The Mountaintop. The play features some well-known names. Samuel L. Jackson as Dr. King, and Angela Bassett is a mysterious visitor to his room at the Lorraine Motel in Memphis. Behind those big names is a young playwright making her Broadway debut, as we hear from reporter Jeff London.
Katori Hall grew up in Memphis, Tennessee, just like her mother, Camay. And one of her mother's stories was about the night of April 3, 1968, when Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. came to town and delivered his famous mountaintop speech. There were severe thunderstorms that evening and rumors that the church where he was speaking would be bombed. So Hall says her grandmother ordered her 15-year-old daughter to stay home.
And my mother, Camay, did not go that night, and so she never got the chance to hear the words, "I may not get there with you, but I know tonight we as a people will get to the promised land." So the next day, he was assassinated, and she lost her opportunity to ever hear him speak.
And I've looked over, and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land.
And so to me, that was a clue into where Dr. King was emotionally, mentally, psychologically, and that really allowed me to think about a human being in that particular circumstance who was living in the face of death constantly.
Katori Hall started to write The Mountaintop 4 years ago. It's a two-character reimagining of Martin Luther King's final night, right after he delivers his speech. He comes into a depressing motel room, dying for a cigarette, wearily takes his shoes off, and goes to the toilet. Samuel L. Jackson plays the iconic civil rights leader.
I know some icons, and you know, I know the icons aren't icons all the time. You know, icons are people. They go to the grocery store, they go to the bathroom, they do all the things we do.
In fact, director Kenny Leon says Hall's play manages to knock Dr. King right off his pedestal.
I think she's found a way to portray him as a human, as a man, while at the same time embracing all those things that made him special, you know, embracing the fact that he loved his family, he loved his wife, he loved his country, and he loved God. And he was I guess as perfect as a man could be, but he was still not perfect.
Over the course of the play, he meets, talks, and flirts with a feisty young maid who's brought him some coffee. And like the playwright's mother, she's named Camay. Angela Bassett plays her and says Camay both reveres and challenges Dr. King.
She does say, you know, people are getting tired of this walking. He calls it marching. She calls it walking. You know, and something else needs to be done. Something, you know, to push this dream forward.
At one point, Camay puts on Dr. King's jacket and does a bit of her own preaching.
We have marched, our feet swelling with each step.
Swollen.
We've been drowned by hoses, our dreams being washed away.
Yes.
We've been bitten by dogs.
Judah.
Our skin forever scarred by hatred at its height.
Mm.
Our godly crowns have been turned into ashtrays.
Yes.
For white men and lunch counters all across the South.
Come on.
As the play progresses, the two characters, one a working-class woman, the other an educated man, learn some essential truths from each other.
Last time, I heard you was preaching everybody the same. Negro folk, white folk, we all alike.
Well, at the most human level, we are all the same.
What? One thing we all got in common.
We scared, Camay. We all scared. We're scared of each other, scared of ourselves. They just scared. Scared of losing something they've known their whole lives. Fear makes us human.
International Herald Tribune critic Matt Wolfe saw the play 2 years ago in London, where it won an Olivier Award. He says he found the structure interesting.
The play, initially, you think is a piece of straightforward naturalism, and what you see is what you get. And then as the dialogue between Dr. King and Camay continues, you realize that actually all is not as it seems. It's, in a way, a piece of magic realism almost. And that is fascinating because it kind of takes the play somewhere else.
There's going to be no spoiler here. And so far, Angela Bassett says audiences have managed to keep the play's secret, well, secret.
People have been really good about that. They've been excited about what they've seen. And when they talk about it, it's, you just gotta go see it. I can't tell you anymore.
The Mountaintop opens on Broadway tonight. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.